From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The government released somewhat positive economic news today. The Commerce Department says sales of new single-family homes jumped last month. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The latest indication that the housing sector may be recovering is that the sale of new homes jumped 11% from May, more than analysts expected. Sales of new homes last month reached a seasonally adjusted rate of 384,000. The other possible sign of recovery is that the number of homes for sale decreased. Inventory went from over 10 months' worth of supply to an 8.8-month supply in June. Although the sales numbers are encouraging, prices for homes still fell as distressed sellers discount their prices. The median price for a new home fell to $206,000 in June, down 12% from a year ago. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Some major companies are reporting second-quarter losses, as analysts expected. Telecom giant Verizon says its profits fell 21%. In the manufacturing sector, Honeywell reports profits declined 38%. And insurance company Aetna says it lost 28% in second-quarter net income because of higher medical costs due, in part, to more emergency room visits. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. offer to hold talks with Iran about its nuclear program is not open-ended. Meeting with his Israeli counterpart in Jerusalem today, Gates said it is possible the Iranians might try to postpone any discussions until Iran has nuclear weapons capability, which both the U.S. and Israel say it might have in the next 1 to 3 years. A federal judge today sentenced an imprisoned American citizen to life behind bars for plotting to assassinate former President George W. Bush. NPR's Nina Totenberg has the story.
Ahmed Omar Abu Ali was born in the U.S. and raised in Virginia by his Saudi parents. He eventually went to Saudi Arabia for his university studies and in 2003 was arrested there, apparently at the behest of the U.S. government. After he'd been in prison for 20 months in Saudi Arabia, his parents sued the U.S. government to bring him here for trial. The Bush administration initially fought the suit, but soon indicted Abu Ali for allegedly plotting with al-Qaeda agents to commit various terrorist acts and to kill President Bush. Judge Gerald Bruce Lee rejected Abu Ali's claim that he was tortured into confessing, and Abu Ali was convicted by a jury and sentenced to 30 years. The government appealed the sentence as too light, and a federal appeals court agreed. Today, Judge Lee resentenced the defendant to life in prison, and Abu Ali, in a defiant statement, said Lee would be judged by Allah. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow picked up 15 points, the Nasdaq was up 1 point, and the S&P 500 rose 2 points. This is NPR. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell today conditionally reinstated Michael Vick. The former quarterback could be playing regular season games by October. Vick recently ended a nearly 2-year prison sentence for his involvement in a dogfighting enterprise. NPR's Tom Goldman has details.
The terms of the conditional reinstatement say Michael Vick can immediately take part in preseason practices, workouts, and meetings. He can play in the final 2 preseason games of the upcoming season, and if all goes well with his transition, Vick could be fully reinstated, meaning he could play in regular season games by week 6 of the season in mid-October. Of course, all this is contingent on Vick signing with an NFL team. Any team that does sign him runs the risk of taking a PR hit, especially from animal rights groups. Vick served 18 months both in prison and under home confinement for his well-publicized involvement with organized dogfighting. In a statement, Vick said Monday, "I fully understand that playing football in the NFL is a privilege, not a right, and I am truly thankful for the opportunity I've been given." Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Much of the usually cool Pacific Northwest is under an excessive heat warning. From Vancouver to Seattle, the National Weather Service forecast temperatures in the 90s, and they could reach triple digits in southwest Oregon. Officials are monitoring the region's forests, which are unusually dry after weeks of hot, dry weather. The crew of Space Shuttle Endeavour completed the 5th and final spacewalk of their mission to the International Space Station complex today, securing protective covers and handrails on parts of the new Japanese Kibo Laboratory. Endeavour is due to undock from the space station tomorrow. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.